What's woman TikTok?
Just like, get ready to, with me to confront my boyfriend for cheating.
I love that
yeah,
shit.
That's what my entire feed is. So, this is bad.
Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. You're to drag out whores. No.
One time my mom got mad because I said she was bad with money on a podcast.
Hilarious.
And literally she was like, oh, really? So what about I pay for your fake teeth?
Right.
And I go, oh, okay, well, like, they're rotted out of my house because you didn't bring it to the dentist. So what do you want to do?
So go ahead. Yeah, I gave you braces. Well, I lost my retainer because you didn't teach me discipline.
When I went to rehab, I was like, and you know you're paying for it because it's your fucking fault.
Yeah, bitch. Oh my God. When I froze my eggs, I was about to be like, you have to pay for this because my life is on a stall because of your ass. My mom. I looked at you. I was like, something you have to pay for.
Can they just live in my freezer? Because I asked my brother's he's in med school. He just got his white coat. I don't know if that makes a difference, but I call him up and I'll be like, how can I freeze my own cum? And he goes, you can.
You can do that.
Because I was imagining that eventually I could just like have a popsicle and just like kind of put it up there.
Yeah. Dude, this thing that I freeze in is like radioactive freezing. How old are you? 32.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd they get it out of you?
Dude. Okay.
They extract it?
Yeah. They put you down.
Okay.
Well, it's like a 2-week process. What's up, brother? We look the same. How's it going? I know we talked outside, but now I'm seeing your arms. Yeah. I'm like, I thought it was my arm. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I was sick. That was so weird. You have a lot of freckles.
I do.
But not a lot on your face.
No, they fade.
Yeah, they do. And do you wear SPF, too? Mm-hmm. Me, too.
Got to.
Yep, me, too.
You know, I just realized you look like what the Parent Trap girls, Lindsay Lohan, if she grew up normal.
Like what she should have done.
Yeah, like, you look like Lindsay Lohan if she didn't get fucked up.
And Lindsay Lohan looks like me if I got, like, upstate New York plastic surgery.
For sure. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Wait, that was mean. Sorry. That was mean.
I love her.
Well, that was mean. Sorry.
Because of upstate?
But
no, because of Lindsay.
No, because of Lindsay. But yeah.
No, she's fine.
I know.
No,
her face looks as good as it can, given the damage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a woman. I come to the creek, I'm like, these fucking bitches.
The atmosphere.
I'm in Austin for 5 minutes. I'm like, fucking vaccines. God damn it. Okay. So, what'd you ask me? How do they suck it out? How do they suck the eggs out?
Yeah.
They go in with a needle. Well, they inject you for 2 weeks. You inject yourself with hormones to make your follicles grow. So then, no.
Were you acting all crazy?
My sister, I would FaceTime my sister, and she'd be like, so grab your fat. And I'd be like, it's tissue! It's not fat! So you inject yourself, and then they grow your follicles so that, you know, because we only get one egg a month.
What's a follicle?
It's a follicle like holds the egg that fully forms once a month.
And then you get a bunch of eggs?
We make like a bunch at once. So when you freeze your eggs, you're like, get a little fat. And then they put you under, and they suck them all out with a needle.
Suck them all out in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Did you have any sperm?
All the ones you grew.
But you grew them at like birth, right?
They're all like in there, but then they grow to like size per month. And I wanted to freeze my eggs before I was 35 because I don't want to have a baby anytime soon.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you, after 35, the egg quality decreases.
Right. How many eggs rapidly. They take out of you? Baker's dozen or?
Baker's dozen. Half really? A six, one of the other, whatever.
Just make sure they're not cracked.
I don't want to say my numbers because I think women, it's a harsh topic for women. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't want to make anyone feel bad about their egg production.
Maybe I'm just on that. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like saying your weight and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got a good amount. I'm happy about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Saying your amount, saying how many eggs you have. Like, I don't want to make anyone
you know,
feel
like
bad.
You put on TikToks when they're like listing their weights and they're like, wow, I wish you would have warned me.
Oh, people are psycho.
But I'm on woman TikTok and stuff. People are psycho too.
Yeah. What's woman TikTok?
Just like, get ready with me to confront my boyfriend for cheating.
I love that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's what my entire feed is.
Mine are all like, if your name's Jessica and your boyfriend's name is Phil and he's on his bachelorette party right now, he cheated on you on every single night, and actually my friend fucked him.
If your fiance is in Nashville right now,
it,
I'm
like, Lily
he's
cuts
inside
too,
of me.
It's like she's crying.
Yeah.
He's inside
he's
of me.
Currently, I'm right now.
It's
his cock is in my mouth.
People are so toxic.
Have you seen
online.
These videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so
God,
funny.
I need to get you guys to just take over my TikTok so my algorithm will work. Mine are like...
You have to be really into girl stuff.
I really like the videos on YouTube where like they'll go through these elaborate scenes trying to like catch the partner cheating.
Yeah.
You're like, we rented a mansion for 6 weeks and invited him over every day.
Cheating content is huge online. You honestly should make a fake video of cheating. Definitely. It would like little.
It would go crazy.
It would go crazy.
Yeah, and then you'd be, watch my stand-up. Well, what happened to your boyfriend? Oh, it was fake. Yeah. There's ones where you're like the bro one where a girl will call the guy's, the bro test, I think, right? The girl will call the guy's best friend and be like, hey.
Yeah, no, that's fucked.
Was
okay,
Dave
that
with
pisses
you last
me
night?
Off.
Yeah, that's like, it's like, maniacal.
Well, here's the thing. It's like those psychos that'll answer a phone call in the car, but they won't tell you that there are other people in the car.
Yes.
So then you're like, oh. that's
like,
the worst.
I'll just go with him for a half hour and he'll be like, and I'll be like, all of a sudden his husband will chip in. I'll go, I didn't know I was on speaker with Chip. Okay. That's a good thing I didn't say anything crazy.
Yeah, good thing I talked about my hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I think it's totally fine.
No, it's not okay.
I feel like freedom of information is good for everybody.
I actually do think it is.
You're keeping information from the other person, though. Huh? The other person on the phone. They don't know that they're there. Yeah.
But also, right. when you say to someone, hey, by the way, you're on speaker, what you're letting the person in the room know is, like, I talk shit about you and you're not here. So
right.
I can't let it have anyone
I know.
Know.
I had to do that with, like, a guy I'm dating who I hate, who, like, was in like this with me. Uh-huh. And so my friends hated him. And I'm like, I'm with him.
I don't say anything about it.
Yeah.
I think the go-to is like, hey, me and Chip are going driving somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
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 You don't go, you don't go, and just let you know, you're on speaker.
I think the craziest videos, though, are the girls whose job it is to do loyalty tests on other girls' boyfriends.
Yes, those are crazy, too.
Those ones, because what they do is, like, some guy's just living his damn life. He's a middle American. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he's kind of attractive, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a girl will hit this other girl up and be like, I want you to do a loyalty test on my boyfriend. Yeah. And then this, like, hot girl is like, hey, you big cocked fucking pit. You know, it's like, I saw your pic and I was like, I really want to fuck you. Would you ever do it? And he's like, he's not mentioning he has a girlfriend. And like, and then all the screenshots get sent to the girlfriend. It's crazy.
Insane.
Oh my god! Can you guys loyalty test Chip? He's in Minneapolis. Just hit him up.
Yeah, we can do that.
Great. Let's do that.
Yeah. Do you want me to?
he's like,
hey, you want to go out for drinks? he's like,
how are you, Chip? He's like, I've been really sick lately.
Yeah, I'm feeling disgusted.
I saw a front hole.
Yeah, this podcast vagina's front hole.
Yeah.
We're very graphic.
Are you? I was just talking about, have oysters ever been aphrodisiacs to either of you guys?
No, I never really.
Are you bisexual?
Like,
could be convinced.
Dude,
maybe after a divorce.
I thought for a little bit, but I always stray back to the dick. And I don't naturally think about women that way. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I'll be like, yeah, they're fucking hot.
Well, I would have sex.
I'll see a guy, like, immediately I'm in a room, I'm in a room. I'm like, who's the hottest guy here? Who's the hottest guy? I'm with girls.
We're boy
I'm like,
crazy.
Oh, they, yeah. I like
straight.
To fuck dudes.
Yeah. I would say that, like, I feel like.
You know, when I hook up with girls and I feel like I'm touching my own parts.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
No. I want to grab a cock.
Have you ever been with a girl that was, like, feisty? Because I saw in Tila Tequila, which apparently she's not cool anymore, but she was like, I don't know, I kind of like a man to throw me on the bed.
Oh, okay. I think a woman can do that, too.
But has it ever been with you?
No.
No one's ever thrown you?
No.
Men can't really throw me either. I'm just 200 pounds.
Well, you are.
Pick you, up.
You can't pick me up.
I can pick you up.
Okay, well, I don't want you to pick me up.
Okay, that's. I mean, you have to say it like that. That's crazy. I was gonna say, I feel like we're all in the same boat where it's like I would have sex with a woman if a man really wanted me to.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. Like if like me and a chick were, and then my man's like, my girl looks hot with this other bitch. Anything that makes me look hotter.
Oh
that's cool.
Yeah.
If I look hotter in the male gaze,
that's all I'm looking for.
That turns me on. I feel like I look hot, then I'm get turned on more.
Is that your word for that? Because I'm like, somebody's looking good today. I want to get fucked.
Yes.
What is the word?
Oh, confidence.
Okay, confidence.
Being hot.
I have confidence
courage.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I have, I think that's what confidence is. I'm like, I get turned on when I feel good about myself once a month. And then I'm like, fucking, fucking.
Like, what is this fucking feeling I have?
Yes.
Are you out here fucking? Oh, you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I have a lover. So
yeah. How long have you been with him?
I've been with him a long time, but I was out fucking before that.
Yeah.
I was out fucking before that.
Uh-huh. And what have you learned on these streets, girl?
Okay. I've learned that men
are animals.
Men will say a lot. Men will say a lot. Men will say a lot, and then they'll disappear.
What will they say?
Then they'll disappear. Like, they get excited in the moment. They're like little dogs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to take care of you. I want to take care of you. Move out here. Come out here. Come back out here if you fuck a guy in a different city. Yeah. You know, because I'm on the road. So fuck a guy in D.C. Oh, I want to build something. And then you never hear from them again.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, I'm more just like, we can just fuck now. You don't have to bring all that in here.
I know.
But I feel like they think, like, I'm like, I want to be like, I'm not stupid. You don't have to say that to me. I've also had my guy friends say to me, I say what I think they want to hear. I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because we're not stupid. We also just want to fuck.
Sometimes in the moment, though, you are kind of like, I want to take care of this person.
Yeah, true.
I believe it when I'm lying.
I believe it when I'm lying. I believe it when I'm lying.
Yeah.
I believe it when I'm lying.
I know. I don't think you're lying. I think you're sometimes people, not girls too, can be impulsive.
Yeah.
Impulsive in their emotions. It feels really good to act on it right away.
It does actually not feel good to act on it right away. I have to stop myself from all. I'm like, hold it back, hold it back. Don't share it. Yeah, then that feels like shame though.
Like the whole love bombing thing. I don't think men do it.
On purpose.
A lot of men can be malicious, but I think a lot of it is accidental. They're just like puppies, and they're like, this feels good.
This is purpose.
And then the girl's like, yeah, you can't do that. And they're like, what? Girlfriend bed.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
My husband lives in Minneapolis, and we just finally had the conversation about open relationship.
Really?
And Nick, he has been waiting for that conversation for years.
Really?
And well, because it should have happened already.
Well, no, I just think it's like we talk about this. We've had more conversations on this podcast about his open relationship with his husband than he has with his husband.
Yes.
And so I'm waiting for an end result of like I would love for Colton, because Colton had sex with over 50 women, and he's had. Can I share this? Like less than 10 men, right?
It's about 10, yeah.
About 10 men, which is low. I mean, look at him. He's a good looking.
Is that because maybe you have more relationships with men?
I think he's scared of them.
I'm afraid of men.
You're afraid of men. Yeah.
Like, who isn't?
Yeah, they're scary.
I don't know. It's like not even like a physical. I'm like, oh, it's like I'm so cool. Are we connecting?
Even at the grocery store,
it's so weird.
And they're like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I know it'd be gay if we did.
I know it's so awkward. My throat chakra closes up around men.
I was gonna say at the grocery store, my voice changes.
Yeah.
If it's like a male checking me out, I'm like, how are you?
Yeah.
It's like all of a
sudden, just buying soup.
Yeah.
Whereas I turn into like a whore. Like, hi. Obviously, got avocados because I'm a healthy girl. Healthy fats to keep me slim thick. How are you?
Slim thick is so funny.
I turned into a whore.
Biting hostess, like, I hope this goes to my ass.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But, anyways, he said the rule was no dates, and I was like, perfect.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Because I'm just like,
so maybe like if you're at a bar or you're drinking at a party, you can like fuck someone.
Right. But if they want to go like, hey, want to get coffee? We're like, I can't. Sorry.
Much too intimate.
Yeah.
We can do whole.
We can do whole, but no coffee.
Yeah. That's interesting. And then how do you feel about him doing
so? I am so supportive of him.
Yeah, okay.
I feel more like if Jimmy was like, hey, I had sex last night, that's how I feel about my husband.
I'm
like, did you have fun?
Right.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. He is verse, or probably more, he's top with bottom energy, is how he put it.
Okay, cool.
And so, like, I'm not going to do that to him.
Yes.
And so, and if he can go get that, I'm so happy.
You're not going to top him.
No.
He feels like topping. I'm sure, you topping your husband would be, like, if your boyfriend asked him, like, you to peg him.
Yeah, I'm like, go for it. Go out there.
Yeah, like,
yes. Yeah. You go do that somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
If he said to me, I want to peg, I'd be like, go. Go.
Yeah.
And come back when you don't want that sick thing anymore.
You freak.
Do you think you could be
dancing with the devil?
Exactly. Even though, I take it, I would be like, I wouldn't hilarious. Respect him anymore if I had to
so
top
funny,
him.
Yeah, totally. So let him out and about.
Right.
Marriage, allegedly, if it's forever, then you know,
he has
let
to
him
make
explore.
It work.
Yeah.
He said in mental and in health or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. In mental sickness. Health.
Yes. In sickness and in yes. health. And I am mentally sick, so he has to deal with that.
He has right. to deal with that.
Is he the same age as you?
He is 41 and I am 33.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let him out there.
Let him out there.
Yeah, especially now you want to, he should be able to be getting fucked before he gets too old.
I'll text him that.
Yeah. Not to, not the age.
No, but. Like.
But, like, let's be real. Let's be real.
Stuck in yeah. it. Yeah. You know, you're always like, oh, I could do like sugar baby stuff. Some of these men are nasty.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No.
No.
But I've seen some of my friends or just situations. Or you ever see a TikTok of yeah. a younger and really older?
Yeah.
They get a little nasty after a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
It's not charming. And the aging accelerates too. You start dating a guy when he's 48, okay, he's going to get old real fast.
48 can be so hot, and then 52, yes. it turns so
over.
Quickly.
Yes.
It's over. Yeah, so, yeah, the dance is over.
Mm-hmm.
Their
forearms get like really,
they get those
really.
Those big.
They get the liver spots.
The liver
yeah.
spots.
And you can start seeing their skull if they haven't balded.
I suck this guy's dick who I looked over.
You guys are doing the worst fucking future telling. And also, and death, you can smell death.
Yeah, you can smell the death. It's a sweet scent.
I suck this guy's dick. Recently, Armani. And he had liver spots. I didn't realize this. And then I was sucking his dick, and I looked over, and he had liver spots all over his hands and arms. And I was like,
SPF.
He lied about his age.
I have a friend.
Hands are revealing.
Hands are revealing. Mm-hmm.
I was looking at my grandma's hands. She's like 90. I was like, those hands, mm-hmm. you don't even work.
But old men,
they're just inflamed.
I know.
They're
my grandma's veins were like 3 feet high.
And guys are using fake photos or like younger photos.
Younger
them.
For sure.
Like, and a guy's 48, his photo is 42.
Younger for sure. I was on Raya for a lot.
Ooh,
and
what's
yeah,
that?
Did you match with anyone famous? Sure. And I asked what's the sound.
I saw famous people, but yeah. they weren't swiping on me. I'll tell you that much.
What's
and
Raya?
They disappeared quickly.
Yeah.
It would be like they were only on it for like the quickest hookup. Because they would not, or they blocked me. No,
just kidding.
But I think they would, famous people would pop on real quick and then leave because I think they hook up and then turn.
What's Raya?
It's like an app. I think it's not as cool as like when it first came out. When it first came out, it was like celebrities and rich people and really hot girls.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of like guys would be like, their profiles would be like, I don't know why I'm on here, LOL.
The okay, classic.
Great.
Classic.
See you soon, Graham. Yeah. And then it'd be like rich guys, or DC was like guys who were had good jobs at the government, but uh-huh. they weren't like rich, but they had like a good.
They had like,
definitely the people. There were. I went on a lot of normal dates on Raya because the guys were. It was
like
a good
a
screening process. They were who they were. But a lot of the guys were using younger photos or photos where they looked hot as fuck.
Do you like older guys?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I do. I wouldn't say I don't. I wouldn't say I go. That's not like. I'm
that's
like,
not your
older
thing.
Guys. Yeah.
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 I just like
we
guys.
Have some sort of thing. And actually, my dad just sent a picture of him when he was 18 at West Point.
It.
And I was like, I got to show Dylan
Daddy.
This.
Oh, my God.
He just
my
texted
last
this.
Boyfriend was like 7 years older than me. And
is
he was a little bit too set in stone for me.
Yeah.
Not very flexible. A little
yeah.
huff and puff when plans changed. Very stressed.
I think I'm kind of like that, though.
And that's also just kind of, maybe his, that's also maybe how he's always been.
Colton, I mean, it's blurry, but your father.
I love when I see a blurry photo and I'm like, who is he?
No, we have to do this, Jimmy. This has to be put into the actual podcast, but wow, look at your dad's waist, Maddie. Look at that waist.
Oh my God, his waist. He literally looks like a Ken doll.
He looks like a Ken doll.
He literally has Megan Thee Stallion's body, like snatched waist. That's insane. He's a size zero.
Yeah,
he's
a boxer at West Point.
Yeah, he's like Kristen Stewart.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Slim. Just slim well, hey, use more words.
It was the waist that I was looking at. I was like, that's
yeah,
very
like
slim.
That's really crazy. Slim. Toy soldier.
He looks like he's wearing a, what is it, a corset? Or?
Yeah, a waist trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. That was just him. He's a boxer.
He's literally wearing a waist trainer. Boxer, that's a good workout for, because it gets your shoulders broad
uh-huh.
and it makes your waist look smaller.
Yeah, whenever I see people doing the side one, I'm always like, dude, your waist is going to be fucking
I know.
Wide.
That's,
why are you doing that?
Dude, so dumb. If you get your shoulders
uh-huh.
up to par and your back and get some chest press in there,
yeah,
it's going to go.
I actually, there's a type of gay man
yes.
and they're fat, but they have giant fucking arms
you're
and chest.
Me.
Yes.
And I'm like, be as fat as you want. Dude.
Yeah.
Your arms you say, and chest are going great.
What about, would you say, like, the Bert Kreischer body? Because he's jacked in his arms.
Yeah, he is and he isn't.
I actually don't mind.
Like, he has, like, jacked arms and a big stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From behind, he doesn't look fat.
Yeah.
So it's similar.
But I also don't think he has any ass.
No. Like, he's the kind of guy who's, like, concave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's me, too.
I hate that about myself.
I hate that. I wish I had, a little lift.
I send him, butt workout videos, because my algorithm's very much like, how do you work out your ass? And he won't do them because I send them to him.
I do them. Hilarious. I do them. Well, it's like, I want to get it, but I don't want to get it from him.
Right. I get it. It's like when someone recommends you something.
Yeah.
And 3 months later, you recommend it to them. And they're like, I told you that. And you're like, well.
Well, I did. I wasn't ready for that information.
Yeah, I had to find it on my own.
I hate to
be led. I do squats. I do deadlifts. I do Bulgarian split squats.
Oh, yeah, you're a gym girl. Are you doing CrossFit?
I go to Orange Theory.
Did you used to do volleyball or soccer?
Soccer.
Yeah, for sure. I can feel the soccer on you.
Yes.
I can feel you on, like, with the
fucking. I'm up there. I have pre-wrap in my, I have a headband.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Maddie's playing. I bet you were good, too.
Girls, ladies.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Did you do the thing where you did this and you had the little.
Yes. Absolutely.
Do you ever pull a girl's ponytail like that video?
And I never pulled a ponytail. I was never a captain to answer both your questions. But
thank
I did.
You,
I had swag ass like shin guards. I was like, yeah, we're so cool.
Like an outside D.
Stopper. I was doing a little sweeper, like back middle defense. Then I did midfield at center midfield for a while.
Yeah.
Because I had long legs so I could go fast.
Mm-hmm.
But the older I got, the worse I got at soccer.
Oh.
It's like the opposite of what's supposed to happen. But
well, isn't it like the best people at soccer are like Italian short men?
Yeah, Italians, like South America.
Wait, do you know what I'm doing? I'm literally growing my hair out for this specific reason. Mm-hmm. So I've been like, I used to be really fat. And so now I'm trying to get like a really good body.
Okay.
And I'm growing my hair out super far. And I saw the David Beckham documentary. I don't know if you saw. But my whole thing is I want to get like absolutely ripped. And then like basically cut my hair really short like David Beckham when he walked out onto the field and was like, everyone's like, oh,
yes.
The hair's gone.
He's gone.
I want it to be a big deal.
And so it
was. That's literally why I'm growing my hair out to cut it when I'm ripped and be like, what happened?
My brother shaved his head like the day after that.
I love that. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I will literally shave my head diet bleach blonde. I'm like,
I always wanted to be a guy who does that. I always wanted to be
I want to be a straight guy. I want to be a straight guy.
The swim team did that when I was in high school.
What?
Swim team would shave their head and dye it blonde.
They did that for football, but mohawks and bleach blonde.
Yep.
So hot.
Like,
when they came to school with their bleach blonde hair, like, I was like,
me too.
Dylan Mooney, rip me up.
Me too.
And you can clip that because Dylan Mooney loves it, and I've told him to his face.
And
but
I'll tell Dylan Mooney to his face.
You'd love him. You'd love him.
Anywhere you want.
You know what? He works in movies now. Production.
Really?
Yeah. He worked on Little Women.
L.A.? Really?
Yeah.
L.A.?
No, Massachusetts. He does the off work.
Okay, Dylan.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good guy alert. Backstage, behind the camera, good guy alert.
Good guy alert. Yeah.
You're in New York still, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about L.A.?
Dude, I'm just a Northeast kind of gal.
Same.
So
what part of?
I'm from Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so moved from upstate to New York, and I feel out of sorts when I'm in the West and kind of in the South.
I would say,
feel like in my element when I'm in Boston.
I'm from
Buffalo.
Massachusetts.
Yes.
And I'm from Western Mass, like the Berkshires.
Yep.
But like, I do feel like there's just a certain way Northeast people act and they don't here. Or I lived in Oregon as well. And I was like, y'all think I'm mean. Yeah.
Yep. I was just in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah. What did you do there?
Very Canadian vibes. I was doing Tacoma, Spokane, Portland.
Yeah.
Very, very nice, genuine vibes there.
Yeah.
And I felt like a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
McMiniman's, did you ever go there?
Oh, are you kidding?
Yes. Yeah, I was obsessed with, like, you would never find something like that in any part of like a nice chain that's like a local thing like that.
Well, everything on the East Coast is about respect and disrespect and being miserable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then West Coast?
West Coast is about being fake.
West Coast is like. But then
weaker people. The East Coast just has stronger people, mentally strong.
And the West Coast, I feel, moves a little slower, but they're happier.
They are happier.
Like a European vibe, like a little slower.
A little dumber.
But when you get out of L.A., they don't and San Fran, I suppose, you get out of that industry area, people are really, like, genuine, I feel like.
So you like the red parts of the country?
Yeah, actually. Honestly, yeah. I'm like, fuck D.C., fuck Chicago, but Springfield, Missouri, turn up.
I'll say this. Austin's fun, but you go a little, about a half hour out, I'm like, I love performing for these Republicans. Yeah. They are so, Republicans with like money are so happy to laugh, just to have a good time.
They laugh.
That's because life is good.
Yeah.
And when, the minute I get money, I'm going to be Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pay my taxes.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, when I open for Theo, and, like, we'll go to, like, Lakeland, Texas, best shows.
I don't even know where that is.
It's, like, middle of, like, oil people.
You're killing.
Okay, yeah. Best crowds ever.
Yeah.
You opened for Theo in Fort Myers, Florida, right? Like,
I
last year?
I think so, yeah.
Because I was at that show.
Oh, cool.
And I brought a bunch of my younger siblings. Mm-hmm. No, you did really well.
Oh, cool.
But what was funny is, like...
Did you feature there?
I remember, yeah.
I remember your set, too.
I mean, you did well, but my cousin turned to me and he goes, dude, that girl's actually funny.
You get that all the time. Every Theo... A lot of shows, clubs in New York City, mm-hmm. with tourists, and then a lot of Theo shows. Like, and women will be like, I hated women before I saw you. I'm like, you, look in the mirror. Yeah. You're a little lady. What the hell?
Yeah.
But it's good because Theo's fans are couples, like a lot of guys who are in relationships.
Yeah.
So they're going to bring their girls.
Oh, that's nice.
So we get a lot of people more into women doing comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Have you figured out when they go like, oh my God, a woman doing comedy and you were actually a funny, which is a change. Have you figured out a good response for that?
I just go, I know, isn't it crazy? Can you believe that? I'm the first one. I just lean into it and they have no idea that I'm joking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we get that a lot in same shows. It was like, you're the first gay person I've ever laughed
at. And what do you say?
I really do feel so good.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
When straight guys accept me, there's something about me that, like, I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, do you want to be friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll go, you're right. And I'll leave my entire community behind just if I can be your one.
I know. Well, women, it's so easy. I know they think I'm funny.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But men, to really get that. For a straight man to be like, I really like your stand-up. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You must have sisters.
They're also just natural comedy fans.
Yeah.
Too. So any regular straight man will be like, I love Mark Norman, Starvey, and Gilbert Shane, obviously. So then, obviously, goaded. And then those guys kind of jokingly are like, women. So then their fans are like, women. Yeah, yeah. And then they have to like they watch us and I found myself laughing. What is this? You know Mary Poppins when the guy laughs too much and he starts floating?
Yes. Yeah.
That's men when they watch us do comedy. What's going on?
You know it's possible.
I did 6 minutes for Shane once. I just host cold open.
Yeah.
And a guy came up after me. He's like, dude, 5 minutes into your set, I realized that you're actually gay and you weren't joking. And I was like, I did about 5 minutes. What are you fucking talking about?
Oh my God.
People have been saying that to me. People at
Little you're doing satire.
That.
Yeah. It would be so funny if I like was gay or whatever.
That's so funny.
Well, that's every funny. Single comic in Austin who goes on stage. They're all like, what if I was gay? And you're like,
right,
yeah, well, some of us are. I literally the other
that
day,
is,
was,
yeah,
I was about
true,
to do a
yeah.
show the other day, and the three comics before me were all like, what if I was gay? What if I was gay? What if I was gay? And I was thinking like, y'all, save some gay for me. Like, I gotta go up there and actually be gay.
I'm gonna be gay, so
like,
put your wrist down.
Yeah, like, you're not, you have a girlfriend.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, because I'll go up there, I'm like, and I'm gonna be a different kind of energy.
Yeah.
And then kind of like,
I don't mind it.
And I remember you laughing at the fag shit, so.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
That's me. So.
But I am fag shit, so it does make sense.
Yes.
Like, I definitely lean into that.
I
get nervous going up in Austin.
Why?
Because it's like such a comedy scene now.
Yeah.
It's like Rogan.
Yeah.
Rogan's here. Where is he right now?
He's here in the creek. You know.
Somebody asked, I helped run the Creek of the Cave. They go, oh, is that Joe Rogan's club? I go, yeah, I'm Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I am Joe Rogan.
I look different in person.
I grew 6 inches.
Yeah, but I'm sitting a lot, so that's why you can't tell.
And he's a close friend.
I was thinking about doing steroids.
No.
I think you should do it. I'm a proponent. I like steroids.
No, Colton, you have a beautiful body.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it. You're going to get acne all over your chest.
Yeah, but
and
it'll
back.
Go away.
And your balls
think
are going to disappear.
Colton,
don't mind them.
Yeah.
Think about how much more focused you'll be on all the tasks you need to achieve.
See?
Did you guys see the did you guys see the that guy who's running a Olympics with drugs allowed?
No. Oh yes, I did see that. That looks awesome. That looks so
cool. What's going on?
Yes.
What's the guy's name? I forgot.
It doesn't matter.
He's starting some meathead is starting Olympics where you can do like
steroids,
performance enhancing drugs. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah.
It's not the Olympics. It's the new Olympics.
Yeah. It's like
the WWE of Olympics.
Yeah, it's like the Live Tour of the Olympics.
Like ice skating, but just ripped. Yeah. Just jacked,
I watch
dudes.
Like pole vaulting or fucking shot put. See how far that shit goes.
You ever see the movie Tour de Pharmacy?
No.
Oh, it's so good. But basically, John Cena plays a bike rider on the Tour de France.
Okay.
And he's just shredded and he's on steroids and he gets in a fight and he starts like ripping the leotards off of the other bikers.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's great. It's so fucking good.
That sounds like assault.
You know, it was.
No, it's a movie.
Don't be a hater. It's a movie.
The only thing I thought it was going to allow.
Portland over here.
Sometimes it does rub off on me. I have to remind myself I'm not in Oregon anymore.
Not in Oregon.
You're
anymore.
In the Portland of Texas.
No, it's so different.
I know. I was just trying to, like keep Austin weird.
And I appreciate, and we appreciate that. You have no idea.
So what's? Let me get a pulse on Austin.
Okay.
What's
okay.
the vibes? You've been here a long time. Have you been here?
2 years.
But you.
2017.
Okay.
So like
and how long
years.
Have you been here?
4 years.
4 years. So you've been here the longest.
The guys are hot.
Has it? Yeah.
Oh, and honestly. All right, so what happened during the pandemic is they defunded the police, and then they realized that they didn't have enough police, so they hired more police.
Right.
And now we have the hottest police force in the world.
Right.
They're actually.
That's interesting.
They're all young and hot, and there's one for everybody.
That's interesting. I feel like I remember walking around Moon Tower 2 years ago with Jackie Fabulous.
Okay.
And we were hammered. And we were like, the guys here are so fucking hot! And we were like... Now I'm having a memory.
Yeah.
Now I'm remembering that the guys here are
That's
hot.
All I think about is what the boys look like. They are so, they are so good. My exact type is the boys here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy, as I was coming here today, he was walking with his dog on the side of the road, and I couldn't tell if he was homeless or just like cool because he had no shirt on. He had like the perfect tan. He had a ripped body, no shoes, and a rope for his dog's leash.
Homeless.
But he had like this mane of like blonde hair. He looked like Fabio. It was crazy.
Weird.
It's always crazy when homeless people are hot.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, you had other... It's like when you see hot girls working at like McDonald's and you're like, honey, you have other options.
Really? You have a perfect body. Let's get out of here.
Like, I'm like, I will set up your OnlyFans for you. I won't even take a
cut. No, seriously.
There have been girls
and you can
that
do
like,
tasteful, like partial nudes.
And they're like 18, but you want to be like, the minute you get those braces off, you call me and we're going to get you up here. You're going to be the number one daddy's girl on the internet.
I think if I ever won the lottery, I would love to just say, like, you know, it was like, do you want $1,000? It's like, on YouTube or whatever, I would be like, do you want me to change your fucking life?
Yes.
Come, we're leaving now.
That's what Mr. B should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fucking...
His videos, yeah, whatever.
He'll be like, I rented out a grocery store and I challenged a guy to live here for $1,000 a day.
By the way, though, that's my dream.
What?
That is literally my dream, though.
Why doesn't he give girls makeovers?
Yeah.
We need a Mrs. Beast.
That's so funny.
Hey.
And what's your dream? Living in a grocery store?
No, but you remember when we were growing up, there was like those radio ads that were like, or you could like live inside of a bus for a week or whatever with all everyone else. And whoever wins gets like their college paid for.
Yes.
I didn't go to college, but I always wanted to do the competition to be like, I knew I could live on the bus.
Right. You're like, I don't need FAFSA. I'll live on a bus.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, you get like, that's crazy FAFSA. But you like, and then it's like, you just have to wait everybody out and you get like an hour a day off
the
bus.
I think you could win.
I'm a winner.
What about like the hand on the car? First one to take 100%. The hand off the
first. 100% I would win.
I don't like those little games.
I love them.
No, I don't like those little games.
Why?
Like last person to blah, blah, blah.
But we were like so competitive.
Like last comic standing.
I don't like those little games. AGT, I don't like those little games. Last comic standing. Yeah, no interest.
I saw a great video the other day where this dude paid like 60 actors to go to a comedy club because his buddy's a stand-up, and he paid them all not to laugh.
That's...
So he just sat in silence during his hour.
What?
Yeah, fucked
his
up.
His hour?
Right? He did an hour.
He did an hour.
Was
it was someone in London.
Oh, those Brits are always doing little fun games like that. How I'm going to have 60 people sit in my audience and not laugh.
Brutal.
Mark Norman had that thing out here in New York.
What?
Mark Norman had that thing where they had
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Fake protester or some shit.
He got pulled off the stage in like a fake viral video.
Oh, I did see that. Fake viral
thing. Oh, it's not real.
Donald Glover did that.
Should we make a fake video?
Where?
Donald Glover owns a company that's been making all of those fake viral videos. Like, do you remember when Tyra Banks was on the basketball game and there was like two furries sitting in between her? That was another one of their stunts.
Should we be making fake viral videos?
I've been saying
that
for weeks.
Well, that's what we said at the beginning of this podcast about the cheating thing.
I'm not going to get screamed out of my own podcast,
Maddie.
I'm like, we're on the same team, okay? I don't know what you're doing
right
now.
That's what we said about our podcast, and I think we need more segments, okay?
We should do that. We should do a... We actually have two segments.
We do.
Good. Don't care. Viral videos.
Yeah, do you want to make one?
Yeah.
Okay,
I can throw a bottle at you tonight.
Can I ask you the ADHD?
Oh, that'd be fine. Throw a bottle at me.
Yeah.
And make sure it cuts my head open so the second show I don't have to do. I hate doing shows.
I don't hate doing shows,
but I'm like, you know when you have shows and you're like,
I'm really trying. Up
until the moment I'm on stage, I'm like, I don't want
to
be
too.
Here.
I'm trying my best to be like, you get to do this.
I'm trying
you
to turn it. Me too. I'm trying
you
to be
fucking
like,
get
exciting.
To do this. You fucking get to do this.
Yeah, Chip does that to me. I go, shut the fuck up.
Oh, if someone else says it, it's like, literally kill yourself.
You need to flip your mindset. Fuck you.
Yeah. Okay.
I asked my therapist if it's natural to feel dread for a career you've created for yourself.
I feel dread for life, though.
I feel dread for
just
shows.
Comedy?
Yeah. If I had a show at night, I'm like, fuck this. If I had a show at 9 a.m. and I could get it over with, my life would turn around. I don't like the night aspect of it.
Really?
The waiting all day for
it.
So
when you were doing well now, you liked that?
We would start at like 11 a.m.
And then be done by...
Nah, we'd be done by midnight. We'd be done at midnight. That was like a full day enterprise.
Wait, what are we talking about?
How many episodes?
Wilding Out.
Oh, whoa, cool.
How many episodes would you film a day?
Three.
Okay.
Two to three. But lately, all three episode days. So.
Oh, I didn't
realize. Those are long days. We film everything at once.
Okay, cool.
So it's...
That's nice.
We'll go in and film like for 3 weeks in, June or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the days can't be too long because Nick Cannon has to make more kids at some point.
Yes, he has to leave to go come in someone.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
Does he like those jokes?
He laughs. Yeah, okay. He laughs. We never do like specific, like we won't name
You won't
his...
make like Fred? go make more Fred? I don't know any of his kids' names.
Yeah, we won't make jokes about his specific blah, blah, blah. But we'll be like, hey, you got more blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Ha, ha, ha. You got more kids than
so
blah,
good.
Blah. Yeah. There's something,
Yeah, do me.
Hey, you got more blah, blah, blah than a blah, blah, blah.
Shut up.
Hey.
I don't like it.
Yeah, we can do our first segment.
You got less topping. Do less topping than an ice cream sundae. Less topping than Froyo.
I like it.
Than Froyo place.
Thank you. Actually, I'm going through a thing where I think I might become a top in the next year.
Oh, okay. You said that? You wouldn't. Want to top your husband?
Right, because it's him.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, got it. Okay,
there's people.
You gays are hard to keep up with.
Well, we're having fun.
Come on, you gays.
Yeah, I guess you gays.
You gays, come on.
Do you have gay friends?
Hey, you gays. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have like a specific one gay guy friend that you're like, that's my first gay?
Probably all my musical theater friends in high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want me to name them?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
But yeah.
Jonathan David Gerard.
You know, like some girls have like one gay friend where they're like, this is my number one gay friend.
My number one was a guy in high school. His name was Andy Crum.
Oh.
He wasn't out yet, but now he's full in like the drag scene in Buffalo.
Oh, cool.
He will do like drag brunches and he's sober. So he runs all these sober events.
Yeah.
And now he goes to my shows. We message a lot. Like an earring.
Oh, so fun.
I would reflect on him as my first gay.
He's straight.
Yeah. Oh. See, I didn't know that because of your earrings.
I know.
No, I knew you were straight.
Dangling underneath
totally
the headset.
Straight ass energy over here.
I have straight ass energy?
Yeah, it's the Apple Watch. Okay.
No, it's not even on. It's dead.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Is that a straight thing,
would
an Apple Watch?
Dead.
No, I would never have one. No, I would never wear one.
You can slick a wrist with an Apple Watch, okay? Like, Apple Watch is like, are you standing?
It's an Apple Watch or it's a watch? Because I feel like straight guys also like the fancy watches.
I like a little Movado.
A little band.
A
black little, like what Kilden has on.
I know a lot of my gay friends have like a little band. A leather band.
I have a gold chain that I wear sometimes when it's really thin.
I've been
I like a thin. I have a really thin gold
gays
watch.
Gays and women like thin.
Yeah.
I was at, I've been watch shopping before, and the guy's always like, now this is the one you want. It's just fucking hunk. And I'm like, no, calm down. We're going to the women's section. Yes. We're going to find something
nice. I need a watch I can't see.
Yeah. That is my type, though, is hot watch salesmen.
Those guys,
oh my god, their suit on. I love like scumbags in suits.
And their button ups are so taut.
Yeah.
Like, what about the guys that sell like cologne in the mall? I feel like they're same
cute too.
Thing.
They have a pointed toe.
Yeah,
with it's a little gray, too V-neck.
My friend,
they'll do like a V-neck.
Yeah.
They'll do like a suit coat with no tie.
I like the coat with the neck tattoo, maybe longer hair.
Right,
kind of miserable,
but cleaned up.
Treats women like shit.
And those kind of guys are like, they would hate me because I'm probably messier than them.
Yeah.
Why do you leave your stuff out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you gonna eat like that?
Like you they would eat like that? Are you a messy girl?
Yeah, I would say not like horrifyingly, but shit everywhere.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Shit as in not messy shit. Items.
Yeah.
My items are strewn.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I'll have like stuff I bought to decorate the house just leaning all over the place because I never hung it up.
Do you have ADHD?
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah.
And now I have a cat, so it's really.
What's the cat's name?
Gargoyle.
Okay.
Nice. Wait. What does the cat plus ADHD mean?
It means there's just stuff everywhere. Yeah. Her toys are now everywhere. And now she has, you know, multiple little beds and there's just stuff everywhere.
Do you have toys like everywhere. Climbing stuff for her?
There's like one scratching post, but I have windows. I have like nice ledges that she can climb on. And it's an apartment. I'm not going to give her that much space.
In New York, I feel like a cat makes more sense. But I just feel like if you got a yard, get a dog.
If I had a yard, I would get a dog, maybe.
Get a dog. Yeah.
But cats are so easy.
Yeah.
They're like literally stuffed animals that move.
I know. I had to get rid of them. Okay. I've gotten and had to get rid of a lot of cats.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I always overcommit.
Yeah.
But then I find them nice homes to stay in.
Yeah. You're a foster parent.
Yeah. Well, I'm a birth mom, and I kind of give them away to like my stepmom has one of my cats. A good old friend's mom has one of my cats, and they love each other. I find the right homes. There was two cats in Portland that unfortunately I had to go back to.
Yeah. Maggie as long as and they Roger. Have someone.
I couldn't have them
anymore.
As long
anymore. As they have someone.
Yeah. And they do. But so our final two segments, our first one is pretty easy.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for us?
Okay. Love this segment. Obsessed. You said you used to be fat.
Yeah.
Used to be fat?
No. Look at him.
I used to play rugby.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was chunky for a second.
Were you?
Yeah. Early 20s.
How big?
I graduated college, and in my senior year of college, I gained like 80 pounds in like 3 months.
And wait, what happened?
Kept that on for like 5 years. Well, I lost a lot of weight junior year of college in a really unhealthy way.
Yeah.
And I put it all back on and more so quickly.
It's when you do it unhealthy, it's so easy to gain back.
It happens so fast.
It's actually not fair how fast it happens.
Yeah, it's not fair.
What were you just a lot of eating out?
Binge eating.
Yeah.
Binge drinking.
I love binge eating. I haven't done it in so long.
Me too.
But
I struggled through my entire 20s with it. Now it'll be like, I got high and got the munchies, but it's nowhere near what I used to deal with, which would be like weeks of nonstop, like leaving work to go get like 5 donuts and then going back to work, like a mental illness. Oh my God. Oh wow, rotund.
Yeah.
But look at your legs.
Thank you so much.
Look at your
legs. That's so funny. I looked at his legs too in that photo.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to miss with the skinny jeans.
You're so tall.
Oh, thank you.
You're so tall.
That's what people always say. I'll be like, well, it's 400 pounds. I'm like, well, you're tall.
You're 400.
Yeah, over 400.
So I was right over 200.
Yeah.
I think I stepped on the scale and I was 190 and was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Whoa.
And then it kept going up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it never could fix it until one day I was like, I just want to eat normally. I want to stop this cycle. So I started just eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Isn't it crazy that actually eating the three meals, you're like, whoa, actually I'm losing weight.
Yeah. And just like normal, not like egg whites, like
just normal
breakfast sandwich, regular sandwich for, and like whatever. And then all of a sudden your hunger cues normalize out.
Do you drink?
I drank, but I stopped drinking 2-4 just to like even out like everything, both mentally and like physically.
Yeah, because I originally lost the weight, but I didn't do it in the healthy way.
Yeah.
And I was in Portland. I became like a severe alcoholic, and then I gained because I was like, oh, now that I'm skinny, everything's fine. And then I was like, oh, I'm an alcoholic. I switched to beer, and then I like gained 100 pounds back, and I was like, fuck. And so I moved to Austin, quit drinking again. I was like, just eat normally. Just don't starve yourself all day. And then just like eat at like midnight and order like two things of Chinese food, which is like psychotic. It's like just have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's so bad for your body.
It's so bad for your body. And then it was like, I didn't give myself any restrictions. I was like, all you have to do is eat the three times, then you're good. And it's like, oh, now it's
and
easy.
And then all of a sudden you're stopping when you're full because you're not a fucking animal when you go to eat. And you don't look insane. Mm-hmm. And now I can go out to dinner with anyone I want and not look like an insane person.
100%.
Are you going to eat something? Like, freak. Or it's one thing triggering. one thing triggering me into like 4 weeks of binging. Because I had one meal that was like, naughty.
It really is such an addiction, too.
It's such an addiction. I'm so glad I kind of unraveled it.
Because you also feel like shit all the time. You feel
like shit all the time.
Because before you binge, you're kind of like, oh, here we go. We're going to fuck. It's kind of exciting. It's sneaky.
You're in the grocery store.
Oh, like, yeah. You know you're buying stuff to
one
binge.
One side of you is like, I'm only going to have a bite of everything. And the other side of you is like, let's go crazy. Let's go crazy. You're starting to get in the car.
Yeah.
So bad.
It is so bad. No, as I tell everybody, I used to eat the half-pound Hot Pockets. Have you ever seen those?
Yep.
It's so funny. I heard that and they're in my head that he ate the frozen, that he ate them frozen.
No, I didn't eat them frozen, but that's what okay. No, could you imagine that? I'm not that big of a pig, but I would eat two of them, a full pound of Hot Pockets. That's bad.
Yeah,
that's
I would eat like the frozen meals that say like 4 pounds of food for the men who need it all.
Hungry
right,
man.
That's me.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Hungry man. I'm a big hungry man. Big ass pints, big ass orders of food.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Wake up, one eye sealed shut.
Oh my God. That is the one thing I will say. You with so much sodium. You've been so hard. You wake up and literally my face is like wall to wall.
Wall to wall.
And my whole body is like slammed. It's
my face would look like a dried out sand dollar that you buy at a gift store.
It literally is like allergic reaction. Like
And your eyes would crust.
Yeah.
Yep. And it would be like,
both of us. And honest to God, like, look, it's bad.
It's like a barn cat, just like a pregnant barn cat every morning.
Big.
Yeah.
Big.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the only destructive behavior at that time?
I think I was like drinking. I wasn't smoking weed a lot in my early 20s and mid 20s, but it was definitely drinking. And the other destructive behavior was comedy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Comedy was destructive?
Yeah, because I would binge eat because I would get so nervous.
Yeah.
And then I'd do like 4 mics. I started maybe comedy when I was 24, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I would go to mics and like binge eat between mics, you know.
Whoa.
Go to mic, eat 3 pieces of pizza, go to another mic. Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Comedy, I used to drink a whole bottle of wine before shows and then throw it up right before I went on stage. Yeah. And that's when I was like, now I can go up.
Yep.
I feel good.
Yeah. Binge eat.
Wow.
Yeah. When I got on Wild and Out, I would like binge eat through the seasons.
Yeah, because you're nervous about it.
Even though I was healing it throughout, it was still,
Well, ultimately, it is like a toxic coping mechanism to deal with your nervous system or whatever. I don't know where I heard that, but
Kyle's. I've been quitting alcohol for about 6 months now, and I told my roommate Kyle that I was like, I'm sorry for saying I'm quitting every day to you. Like, that has to be really annoying. Yeah. He goes, dude, you're just putting your 10,000 hours of getting good at quitting.
True.
Yeah.
He's like, eventually you quit, you keep on trying to quit, and you'll quit.
And then then one day you'll be like, oh my God, I really just naturally haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
It'll come more passively, which is how it did. Like, one day I was like, oh my God, I haven't thought about food in a weird way in months.
Yeah.
Well, progress.
Yeah.
Some people absolutely need to do cold turkey. Some people need to with drinking.
But sometimes for
some stuff it's gradual.
Yeah. With vaping, right? I quit vaping about 6 months ago. I know if I take even just like one hit off your vape, off. I'm
that's
right
why I'm a full year no nicotine, because I swear if I even have a hint of nicotine, I will go back to smoking a pack a day.
Yeah.
And I love cigarettes. I love cigarettes more than any person in the entire world. I love cigarettes. I don't want to be sick, but if someone was like, this is really dark. If someone was like, you can either smoke for the rest of your life and never get cancer and it doesn't affect you, or bring your dead sister back from the life, I might pick cigarettes.
That's pretty bad.
Is that bad?
No. That's pretty bad. No,
no, but I really like that. How much I love.
Well, but here's the thing: cigarettes, they make you look so cool.
I know.
Just to be clear, and I don't want to sound like a crazy person, like my sister's been dead for like you know, 15 years.
Like, I just stopped. What are you going to do? Catch up? And then you're going to be like, wow, I wish I had a ciggy.
Yeah, yeah. I just stopped smoking 3 months ago, so maybe I'll feel differently in a couple of years, but yeah.
I'd have to explain TikTok to her. That'd be annoying.
Yeah,
you have to explain everything. You have to explain Elon Musk. And you have to explain Cindy Sweeney to your sister.
Oh, whoa.
No.
I don't know.
Well, how would you explain Sydney Sweeney?
Wait, what did you say?
I don't know.
He doesn't know pop culture.
He doesn't know anything about pop culture.
Sydney Sweeney is the zeitgeist right now.
He's never opened the zeitgeist.
My algorithm is like Armenians dancing, and I don't know how to change it.
Stay there. You don't need to know.
Mine are all like clips of, and I always say this, it's like scenes from Normal People, and it's just like Phoebe Bridgers music going by, and it's just like every single episode it's that.
I could never pretend not to know you, Connell.
He's like, why didn't you call me? I did. Why didn't you call more? I thought that.
This is the whole show. Literally, everything is like, maybe if we were at university together, you pretend not to know me.
Yes.
So, I would not.
Classic move, go to college and got prettier. Classic Marianne move. Like, yeah, you put on mascara.
She
You're
is
crazy.
Gorgeous. I'm so her.
But, You're crazy. I know I'm Marianne.
Is this a TV show?
It's
actually an incredible TV
show. Me and Colin are lost.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the Colin Farrell movie where he wanted to be that guy's friend.
Oh, Banshees of Inisherin, which obsessed with that movie too. Yeah. I love that movie.
He's like, I will chop Classic my male finger friendship. Off he's like, every time you talk to me.
Why did you stop inviting me out? I don't want to talk to you anymore. I just don't want to be your friend. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm writing a musical.
Is that the second one to In Bruges, or no?
No, this no.
Okay. Do you ever see Colin Farrell's sex tape?
But it's
no, but I imagine it's great. You know,
what's it called?
Colin Farrell's sex tape.
No.
What's it called?
No, I bet you it's great.
I think he's so hot.
Do you know who he used to have sex with? Katharine Hepburn, who was 80 at the time. 88.
Really?
Yeah, he goes, I had to learn from the best.
He's got kind of a small little dick, but he's so hot.
That's okay. He's so hot.
I don't care. I like a hot guy. I love a hot guy with a small dick.
He's so hot.
And he has an accent?
I love it. I love
Irish. It's kind
of
like endearing.
Guys
like a hot little dick guy.
No, they are so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah, I agree.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to me?
I had sex with a hot guy with a small dick. I would like text him. I'd be like, what's up? Yeah. I'm not intimidated by that. I'm like, hi.
I also go like, put it in as fast as you want.
Go.
Yeah. Hey, go to town.
I am drier than the desert, but pop it in. It probably might feel good.
Yeah.
You get dry on purpose, so it feels better. You're like,
ribbed for his pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. I feel like
for the most part,
I feel like gay men and women have very different tastes in men. You say that you like straight boys, but
people are really putting this narrative on me.
No, you say it all the time.
Yeah, generalizing the gays.
No, Dylan likes straight boys.
Dylan says it all the time.
I'm emotionally unavailable, but it's easier to hook up with the DL bi guys because nothing's ever going to happen.
But I think more women, and tell me if I'm wrong, women like medium ugly guys better than hot guys.
I think lately women have been more into medium because they're like, he's accessible. And then there's something about like a really, really hot guy, like that's almost like too put together for some women.
Yeah.
Trying to think of an example. I
like a guy who's like 6'2", busted face, ripped, looks like a fucking scumbag. I like when a guy looks like he's been beaten, like his family beat the shit out of his face to the point of cauliflower ear.
No. You know who you would like John Barenthal. He's the bad guy in Walking Dead. He was in The Wolf of Wall Street. Oh. He plays the Punisher. Just like kind of scumbag energy, and he wears a tank top and he wears a tracksuit and he's ripped, but he's like, you know, you can tell he's taking a couple hits to the head. There you go.
I like a guy who looks like he's got a couple brothers.
I had to fight my brothers.
Yeah,
we're all my family had a rock farm and we just lifted and set down rocks. That's the farm. Anyways,
that was my question. That was my question.
You were fat once.
Yeah,
and I was.
You were fat once?
Yeah.
And you were fat once too?
Actually, fat a couple times. But the thinnest I've ever been, we're very happy. Miserable. But
that's my question. And then my other question is, how did you all meet?
Comedy,
it makes sense. Stupid question.
Comedy, well, God brought me and Colton together. But, But we have one, this is the last segment, is kind of what the entire show is about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is, if you were a gay man, would you rather have sex with me or Colton?
Oh my God.
And I'm bottoming.
I'm topping.
And we both do love oral.
You both love oral. Mm-hmm. You like giving me oral?
But you're a gay man.
But you're as a gay man.
Yeah, against my dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna suck your dick, girl.
Suck my dick, girl.
And no one's feelings get hurt, so just go with your honest to true gut.
I have to close my eyes.
And you love this, you're gay.
Okay. Hold on. I have to close my eyes. Mm-hmm. And okay. I'm a gay man. Okay, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man.
Wait, is this method acting?
Yeah, I'm a gay man. Guys. Okay. I don't know. That's so hard. I feel like Colton. But like, that's not my answer. I'm going over my analysis.
Yeah, for sure.
Colton, I feel like I would be. He would ruin my life. I'd be like so into him.
Yeah.
He's got them blue eyes. I know. I feel like you have blue eyes, right?
And green eyes.
They're green. Okay. He's got them blue eyes. If I would like, I would want you to blow me because I'd be like, look at me. Look at me while you fucking suck my good boy. Is that a thing? Because I know girls like good girl. Do you guys like good boy or
good
no?
Boy is huge.
He really? Loves good boy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll take good girl sometimes.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I'll take a good girl. I'm like and then
I don't like good. I like bad.
Oh, bad. Okay, yeah. You're such a bad boy. Like a you're a bad boy. Bad boy.
And that's why I'm doing this to you.
I think I would take Colton.
I love that.
But I think you and I would be like, stop. Stop. I'm being so weird. Am I being weird? We turn the lights off immediately.
Yeah. We'd be like, don't look.
We'd be like, stop. Stop. Whereas he'd be like, stop. he'd be like, no, let me see you.
I said that.
Let me see all
I've
of you.
I've definitely said that.
Yeah.
I'd go to, and he'd be like, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, like, you ever see Sharp Objects?
No.
Oh, she has like scars. She has like cutting scars, and he's like, stop. One of the guys is like, what are these?
Oh, men love to like touch a woman's like wrist that had been over it up and be like, why'd you do this to yourself?
Yeah, they're like, who did this? I'm like, my cat. Like, bite marks. They're like, who are you? Gargoyle.
Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, so fun.
Do you have anything you want to say about coming up or talk about?
Oh, no. Just come see me live. And I have a podcast, too. It's called Madhouse.
Hell yeah.
So listen to it anywhere. Me. And that's it.
Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you.
At Dylan P. Carlino.
Colton Dowling.
Jeremy Clifford.
So Maddie Smith.
We love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.